Aloha! You are listening to Inside the Desert Oasis Room, episode number 230. This podcast is brought to you by Don the Beachcomber. Enjoy classic dining and cocktails in a tropical exotic setting. Now open in beautiful Madeira Beach, Florida. Can't get to Florida? Get a piece of Don the Beachcomber from the comfort of your own home. Visit shop.donbeachcomber.com to see brand new merch like collectible tiki mugs, postcards, magnets, stickers, t-shirts, hats, and more. That's shop.donbeachcomber.com. This podcast is sponsored by Frogtown Brewery, an independent craft brewery and tap room located in Northeast Los Angeles along the LA River. Tell them the Desert Oasis Room sent you and get your first pint on us. Limitations apply. For more information, go to frogtownbrewery.com and follow them on social media at Frogtown Brewery. On this episode, we record a podcast during our Inland Empire home tiki bar crawl right here inside the Desert Oasis Room for the upcoming documentary film, Talking Tiki. Join us from an impromptu session with the River Kai, the Chi Chi Lounge, artist Brad Abelson, Echo Island Tiki, the Deep Sea Divers, and much, much more. As always, I hope you enjoy this episode as much as we did bringing it to you. If you'd like to follow our adventures, check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/PolynesianPop, where we chronicle events, bars, travel spots, cocktail tutorials, and more. And if you enjoy this podcast, please consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/PolynesianPop, where membership grants you early access to podcasts and videos, front-of-the-line privileges to new merch releases, as well as exclusive content, meetups, and screen credits. Alrighty, let's get into this. Grab yourself a cocktail and join us inside the Desert Oasis Room. And give it up for the Inland Empire Tiki Crew.
A lot of darns and goshes and but no,
stop lying.
And golly geez, right? Brad, go ahead and pull that a little bit closer to you.
Okay.
So, everybody got their drinks?
No, we don't.
Nick.
Back at the bar.
Nick.
Nick, you got any spares?
You got any, yep. You
Nick.
Got any,
Nick. Drink me. Drink.
Cocktails.
Drink me.
Ching-a-ling. Ching-a-ling.
No, I'm just kidding.
Ching-a-ling. Ching-a-ling.
Yeah. For right, these guys. For them.
Sure.
I have this one. I'm good. I'm good.
You want it.
All right, we're rolling.
So are we.
He's like, this is on the fly.
We are rolling. Yeah, you know what? They all are. They always are on the fly.
Aloha Fridays.
All right.
Aloha Fridays right. At the Desert Oasis.
There you go.
Yes, thank you, Nick. Beautiful. Do you want my old glass?
No, what am I looking for?
It's your birthday. Take my empties.
All right, party people. Welcome back to another episode of Inside the Desert Oasis Room. I know it sounds a little crazy in here right now, but that's because we are recording a special Aloha Friday episode with our friends from the Chi Chi Lounge, the River Kai. What's your home bar's name or your office?
Make it official.
I don't have
Let's
one
do
yet.
It.
You
Let's
don't have
do
a
it.
Name?
I mean, my home office is just called...
Brad's office?
It's Moe's Tiki Office.
Isn't it Moe's Tavern or something like
the
that?
The one that I'm
Moe's?
Planning in my backyard
the
is
backyard,
going to be called
right.
Flaming Moe's.
That's our friend.
Coming soon. I love it.
That's our friend Brad Abelson. You would know him from The Simpsons and The Minions and other stuff I can't talk about just yet. But welcome, Brad.
Thank you.
So, how are you guys feeling?
Soft now.
Soft?
Soft.
I'm feeling a little humid, right? It's warm in here.
We're in the tropics. I mean, what do you expect? It's high humidity.
Oh, like we're in the desert. We're in the desert oasis room.
But it's an oasis.
That's right.
It's an oasis. So when it's an oasis, you feel like you're in the tropics.
It's an oasis. So check this out. So we've got
it's
the...
It's really hot as balls.
Donkey balls. Donkey balls.
Donkey.
We've got the team from Talking Tiki in the house. They're actually filming us right now. So we're going to wave toward the team. Aloha. Thanks for driving out. Thanks for making it out here from the Bay Area. And, you know, I was at Robert's the other day. We were recording a podcast over there. And I said, hey, you know, they're going to be here at my place. Do you want to be on the documentary? I totally, like, overstepped my bounds. And I was like,
no,
hey, you want to be on? You want to be on the documentary? Yeah, we should have Karen on there, too. So then I call Asali, and I'm like, hey, Asali, there are these other bars you got to see. We're going to have them on. You should record them while you're out here, too. She's like, yeah, okay, yeah, we'll go look at that.
So, she's all soft-spoken.
So here we are. Aloha Friday inside the Desert Oasis room. Cocktails by our friend Nick Perry.
Birthday boy.
Birthday boy.
Now Nick from Echo Island Tiki Room, he's got a pretty badass bar too.
Yes.
He does.
You guys have been there, right? Right. So Nick's bar, which is actually smaller than the Desert Oasis Room, which is really impressive. You know,
It's not about the size, Adrian. It's about the motion of
the ocean.
Cocktails.
Right.
Exactly.
It's not the size of the waves. It's the motion of
the ocean.
It's
all lies. It's all lies.
When I went there to this new one, I was laughing because I was like, dude, do you like look for the smallest room in the house when you decide where you're going to put your bar? Because it's like the size of a closet, right? Yeah.
But is it awesome?
That's a little snug.
But it's awesome.
It's cozy.
It's awesome.
Am I getting roasted live?
Yeah. You're getting roasted live.
It's your birthday.
So, happy birthday, Nick.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be 21 for the 30th time?
Fantastic.
I know you guys can't hear it because Nick is not mic'd right now, but he says thank you, and he says fantastic. Your drinks are pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Really good. And what was that again? What was it?
Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones. Delicious. Man, that was good.
Is that the one with the cinnamon syrup?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the cinnamon syrup was still good.
Yeah, it was still
good. I made that during pandemic. I'm just kidding.
Is that? There was some specks on the side of the glass. I noticed. Kind of greenish. Yeah.
If you need a visual for next Tiki Bar, I'm wearing the hat as we speak.
Oh, he's got merch.
Yeah.
Oh, look out.
Look at that.
Look at that. Wow.
I'm just sucking up to Nick to get more free booze.
Nick,
Brad needs
another.
Where's the GoFundMe to get
another drink? He says, "I know, dude. He's a princess, right? I told you.
That's why I wear the hat.
Princess needs a refill. Princess needs a refill. How are you guys doing today in this Aloha Friday? How many people here called out sick? How many people had to ask for time off? I know Robert's still on the clock.
Issues I had to tend to.
You know, this is a public podcast.
I know Brad got time off. I know Nick got time off.
I'm a bartender, so Friday is like Tuesday.
Right, Friday is like a busy night for you. So he asked for time off. Some of us are involuntarily timed off, right? Like our friend Eric and me.
Recently retired.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're retired?
Congratulations.
Oh, that's
Thank
awesome.
You. Thank you.
That's awesome. So that dainty voice is our friend Karen of the Hollywood House of Riverside.
That has the Chi-Chi Lounge.
The Chi-Chi Lounge.
And the upcoming Mainlanders Club.
Tell us about the Mainlanders Club. I just learned about this yesterday.
Okay, so I have been collecting United Airlines tikis for as long as I have, but... As you know, they're really hard to get. So my husband is a pilot for United. And so it was always like a good excuse to be like, oh, honey, like this is going to be for your room, right? But it was like really
for
like,
you.
It was for me, right? So he kind of called my bluff, sort of, because he has his own bar in the house and it's like aviation themes, rockets, all this stuff. And then this guy, because
she's pointing at Robert.
Yeah, I'm going to bring out Robert.
At
so
the River
Kai. We were in...
Now, real quick, before you go forward,
okay.
For the people that don't know, let's explain to them the United Airlines tiki stuff. So, back in the mid-century, particularly in the 60s, all the travel agencies had these displays made by United Airlines of tikis.
Yes.
They'd have tikis that were as small as a tabletop, but as tall as 3 or 4 feet, five feet, six footer,
yeah, the long.
They had reliefs of the Hawaiian Islands, framed with tikis.
Yeah, the 3Ds.
Right. And other advertising art. And it was their way of marketing the island, selling tickets for people to go and visit the Hawaiian Islands. Right.
Yes.
And they were the only airlines that were doing that.
That's the crazy part.
That's crazy. Not even Hawaiian Airlines.
No, or Aloha.
Aloha. None of them are doing that. Only United. And the stuff has become very sought after to collectors because not only is it cool, but it's vintage and it's traditional.
Very
because
traditional.
Because the tikis that are depicted are actual, real, traditional Hawaiian tikis. They're not made up.
Yep.
So you've got like Lono and you've got... I know you've got a Lono.
I got a Lono. She's got a Ku. She's got almost all of them. I mean, I know we're all going to be heading over there later, but it's phenomenal.
Right. Spoiler alert for everyone that's listening. So we're doing an Inland Empire home tiki bar crawl tonight. It's a little bit impromptu.
Yeah. Very last minute. Yeah.
Right. But hey, you know, we want to represent the Inland Empire out here for Talking Tiki and show everybody that we know what's up to. Right. We're not just the land of the dirt people. Everybody thinks that we are.
I've never heard of that. I've always been known as the land of oranges. I mean, we live in Riverside.
I've heard the land of the dirt people before, right? It's like they think we're like some kind
of sand people from Star Wars.
Truck stop on the way to Vegas, right? So, okay, Karen, go continue. Okay,
so,
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
When we went to Arizona for the Kabali grand opening, because we have a mid-century modern house, and I was like, "Oh well, we have time. Let's go hit some antique malls." And it was funny. Like me and my husband, we have different tastes. Like tiki's like my thing, so I always know exactly what I'm looking for. He always knows what he's looking for, so we kind of like go like this, and then he like kind of comes up to me. He's like, "Hey," he's all, "You know how like when you buy a mug, and it's usually kind of expensive, but it's really cool, and you get it for your room." Like he's trying to sell me on it. And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, what if I found something really cool for my bar area?" And I was like, "Well, go get it. You know, like this is like it's like a no-brainer, right?" So he's like, "But I want you to see it." So I go, "Okay." So I go over there, and it's a test bomb, like an actual test bomb from like 1955.
Oh. Yep.
And you would think he just got a brand new puppy. He was like giddy, and he was all like this.
But he did. He got a test bomb from 1955.
So the funny thing is, like, so we had actually rented a car to drive down there because we figured, because like instead of taking the truck, it would be cheaper to like rent a car. So we rent this, like, I don't know, it was like a Hyundai or something, right? And so I would tell him, and the windows are not tinted. And I was like, "Honey," I go, "you got to see if this will actually fit in the car. Like, we got to see, right?" So he's like, "Okay." I go, "Okay, I'll stay here for collateral." And he goes and he like drops a seat, and it takes up the whole back seat and the trunk. And I was like, "Okay, we need to go to like someplace and get a tarp because these windows aren't tinted." I go, "And if somebody walks by this car, they're going to think we're like terrorists. They're like, there's literally a bomb in the car," right? So he's like, "Oh yeah, okay." So, you know, we went to Harbor Tool Freight and got a tarp and covered it. So he was just like, "Oh my gosh." It was like, he was so happy. He was so happy because I'm the one that's always getting stuff for my bar. And he's like, his is more just like mid-century aviation related. And so he's like, "Yeah," we get home. He's like, "Okay," he puts it in the corner. And I had a United Airlines map that we hadn't put on the wall. And this guy was over the house. Robert was over the house, and he was a couple cocktails in. He's like, "Let's do it. Let's do it right now. Let's just reorganize the whole room."
For the record, Robert's always a couple cocktails in.
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's get it done.
He's like 15 minutes from our house, right? So right. He's like, "Let's go. Let's just reorganize the room." And I was like, right now?" And he's like, "Yeah, let's just do it."
Yeah, by the way, when I saw that on Instagram, and I saw the is it live?
I did some stories.
Some stories, yeah. I was a little bit of FOMO going on.
Dude.
Well, so it was because he just came,
it was more last minute than this.
It was
here.
Super last minute because he came over to help us hang a lamp. And then
that's
we were,
a whole another story.
So then we were having cocktails, and then
I saw that too.
Oh,
I saw all that stuff.
Else.
The sea and jungle.
Yeah, I saw all that stuff, though. And then you wrote how you put the lower level of the shells back shells on it because they had broken off.
Yeah.
And it came out really good, by
really,
the way.
Really good. It looks heavy.
It looks like it was never damaged.
The thing
perfect.
Is a monster. Yeah. It's got to be
big
like
is
that.
This bomb?
So it's over 5 feet.
It's 250-pound bomb is what it's rated.
Wait. When it's
by the way, I'm looking for like a 100. This is
a 250. Dude, this is not a promo for you to like get stuff right now.
Like, big,
he's like, just like throwing it out
big
there.
Big as a person?
But the typical person is looking for like a 100, like me.
You're looking for this, a 100-pound bomb.
Oh, yeah. You got to have one in the hut. So this one is 250 pounds. It's almost 5 feet tall.
No, dude. It's more than 5 feet tall.
Maybe.
You're going like to see it. Dr. Strangelove?
Yes.
Is it really? Is it like the one in...
You're going to see it.
Hey, this. So, I know your podcasts are rated E. It's a huge bitch. I'm right. telling you, it's big.
Just for the visual, is it like Dr. Strangelove, the one where he rides it with a cowboy hat?
Yes. Woo! Yeah.
Yes.
So,
by the way, you got to do a photo op in your house where you can like sit on it with a cowboy
it's
hat.
It's hanging from the ceiling now.
Yes. It's hanging from the ceiling.
So we go and we put all the so we end up pulling all the United stuff out of my tiki room. So I was like, dropped a little tear. And so we're like kind of organizing.
Oh, so you moved it to the other room.
We moved the tikis to Fabio's. Okay. And the
United Airlines.
So now it's all like, it's like vintage aviation.
So it's Fabio's. So it's all UA because of Fabio.
Because Fabio. Yep.
Oh, man, Fabio, come on, dude.
But it's kind of my fault because I told him, like, I was like, yeah, you can have it. But I didn't think he was going to, like, call my bluff.
What I think is cool is that, you know, Karen's house is, what, 1948.
Yeah, let's talk about the house because this is a mid-century home that was owned by, like, a doctor or something?
We're only the third owners of the house.
Okay.
The first owner, he was the son of a major produce producer, like started in Riverside, but then went all over the United States.
Right.
And then he passed away. And then the last person that lived there, she was a family court judge.
Oh, a judge. That's right.
So
I knew it was some kind of like higher tier professional position.
Yes.
And this house is a long... and wide, like ranch style mid-century house, right?
Yes.
I don't know if ranch style. I call a single story wide.
It's very long.
Home, it's like just a like a fishbowl
style, right? But beautiful home on top of a hill with a great view of Riverside, and it was nicknamed the Hollywood House, right?
Yes, like we did not know that. We were looking for a mid-century modern house when we moved there, and then our next door neighbor, they had thrown a party, and she's like, "Oh yeah, like I almost bought your house." Before, and I was like, "Oh, really?" And she's like, "Yeah, but there was like, I guess, some carpet she didn't like, so she didn't buy it." But she's like, "Yeah, you live in the Hollywood House." I go, "Oh, is that what?" She's like, "That's what the neighborhood knows this
I
house
I love
as,
that
the Hollywood House.
I love finding out stuff like that about your house, especially from the neighbors, right? Like, what people call it. It's like the Desert Oasis Room. It doesn't have that kind of cool pedigree. So this house, when we bought it, we didn't know we were buying it from a flipper. So somebody bought this from an auction and then fixed it up and flipped it, right? And one of the neighbors, when we were moving in, was super happy and thankful for us buying the house because they said for like 3 years it was the derelict, abandoned, haunted house on the street, you know?
Yikes.
And I was like, oh, was it really? You know? And so when we first moved in, I was kind of like, oh, is it haunted? But,
you're like, we'll
you know, like, yeah, no. You know, we came in, I built this room within the first 7 to 10 days, you know, tore the carpet out, tore the closet out, tore all everything out, and started work on the room because I didn't know, like, so my whole life, right, I grew up in a house I lived in for, I don't know, a couple decades, and then after I moved out, I was always moving. Every 6 months, every year, every 2 years, whatever, if I stayed at a house, signed a lease again for another year, I'd stay for another year, but I moved around a lot. And I didn't know how long I was going to stay here. And I thought, I want to build this room right now so that if I only live here for 3 years, I enjoyed it for all 3 years,
mm-hmm.
right? And 14 years later, here we sit,
yeah.
right? And half of those years, we started a podcast. Actually, we started the podcast 8 years ago. So more than half of that, we've been recording the podcast out of here. Yeah. And having stuff like this, right? People coming in and enjoying not only each other's company, right? But this is a moment in time. You know, for me, like I think back to those little moments that when I was a kid and seeing my parents having a good time with their friends and making drinks and getting high. You know, it was like the 70s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have memories of me playing with the joint roller.
Yes.
Right? And this is like a moment in time.
But did you wake up to watch Saturday morning cartoons with the bong right there, with the coat hanger?
Well, yeah,
I did.
Like, we woke
I
up
did.
With that, all that
Shout
kind
out
of
to
stuff.
Mom and Dad. Happy 50th, by
woke
the way.
Woke up to all that kind of stuff.
They're going
to
murder you.
But you know what excites me about doing this, right? So we live in a different time. I'm going to get kind of, like, cheesy right now. But, you know, I think back to I talked about my parents and grandparents. And Robert, you have some great photos of your grandfather, yeah, and you know all the history with all your family. I don't have any of that, right? So I don't even know. So when my parents and grandparents came in from the Philippines, that's where the records stop. Mm-hmm. So I don't know who my grandparents' parents were. I don't even know their names, let alone what they look like. But today, with the podcast and the vlog and all this stuff and this digital era that we live in, you know, my genealogy or my lineage or my ancestors it could be 10 generations down. Not only will they know what I look like, they'll know what I sounded like, they'll know what my friends looked like. You guys are part of all that now, because when they see those videos, they're going to say, hey, you want to see my 10th great grandfather who he was Filipino, but he lived in America, and these are his friends, and you guys are going to be part of those videos, right? So I think about all that, because I wish I had that for my family, right? That's a time machine. Mm-hmm. Like if a 10th great-grandfather had videos that I could look at, that's like a stepping into a time machine, seeing like what it was like, where they lived and who their friends were and what they did on the weekends and all that stuff. I know it sounds super cheesy, it all means a lot to me. Like you guys being here, it means a lot to me, right?
Mom and Dad had their 50th, so they were digging in the photo albums and boxes of, you know, Polaroids and whatever. And our kids coming up, or some of these youngsters here, you know, they have the luxury of, if they put it all away right, they can take all these photos they have. They're either on the cloud or they're on a hard drive. And if my kids find my hard drive as they get older and they go through, like, and I create every folder, like 2024, so like, okay, it's 2024.
You got a password on the porno folder though, right?
You know,
just thinking the same thing.
I know, it's like
I won't share what that said on this podcast. But I'm gonna show you later. No.
Oh god.
But yeah, I mean, it's what the I still think printed photos and all that's just so cool, especially the
older ones.
But today, you know, to be able to take video, photos, all that. And I back it all up, and it's all, you know, on various folders.
Same with
2024,
me.
This month, blah blah blah, and it's like, it's not like the good old days. We drove to a parking lot, and a little kiosk, the Kodak,
right,
dropped it off, came back the following day and picked it up, and you had a roll of 36, and right, four photos came out fine, the rest didn't, you know. But
I had a funny thought about. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No,
it's fine. I had a funny thought about like media like that. So when we look at photos, right, we can look at an old photo and we can know that this happened 30 years ago,
mm-hmm,
40 years ago, right? And sometimes it would burn in the date, right? So
yep,
you would know when that photo was taken. And you can tell even with a digital photo, right? Oh, this is an older photo, the low resolution, the light quality sucks, or the picture quality sucks, it's grainy or whatever,
yeah,
right?
It's from MySpace.
But now we're at an era where everything's digital 4K, 1080p, whatever, oh, yeah, right? And a 5-year-old picture and a 5-day-old picture look the same. So unless like we go into this virtual world, we have 3D in front of us or virtual reality, a picture that's 5 years old, 10 years old, and a picture that is 20 years old, or a picture that is 10 days old, they could all look current.
That's
because
we use our Instagram filters
that's
to make
right.
it
that's right, right. We use the Instagram filter, yeah.
Well, it's just like, you know, movies, the stuff that we watched 20 years ago.
Well, that's what's crazy,
like, wow,
is if you watch a 20 year old movie, because of the resolution, it doesn't feel like it's 20 years old anymore.
Well, no, I'm thinking more like special effects and stuff.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You, at the time, you're like, holy smokes,
right?
Now you watch, you're like, whoa,
right.
Still love
but
it,
I still think the Avatar people look weird.
Well, there's
dude,
a whole separation.
Hands down, I agree with you.
There's a whole separation between the pre-digital and digital sort of special effects eras. Because when we grew up on the Star Wars movies, mm-hmm, all those aliens were humans in suits.
Exactly.
Right.
And so they seemed real to us because they were actually moving in space, even though they were very like limited. As soon as like Jar Jar Binks and the whole digital revolution came,
right,
and these characters can do whatever they want, to us that feels fake.
It feels fake.
But when
kids, no, it's
who
a great
grow
point
up on that stuff, look at our stuff feels fake.
That's a great point. But
very,
I'm just saying, like, the Avatar people, their eyes are too far apart. Like there's all this
like
space
Shannon Doherty, dude.
In the middle. Right? Like Shannon Doherty. There's all this space in the middle.
I'm sorry,
right?
I'm sorry.
It's just so weird. I never connected to that first Avatar movie, and I never understood what the big deal was. It made like a billion. It made like $1 billion.
It still might be the highest grossing movie of all time, I think.
That's insane.
I hate that movie.
Oh my gosh.
What's insane is like when I ask people, hey,
I'd rather watch
that?
The worst Star Wars movie.
I don't know anybody who's watched it. Where's that money coming from?
I thought Maverick beat it.
A big part of it was that it was the height of our sort of new 3D era, and everybody was paying at the time double, triple prices to see it in 3D. That's why it made so much money.
Oh, okay.
You know what happened?
If you take that away from it, it probably is maybe the 20th.
I think Eric wants to say something.
I was just saying. I thought it was fine.
Eric liked it. Okay, so I found the guy. I found the guy who watched it.
I have $1 billion. I'm now poor because I spent it all going to see the movie.
I'm with Eric, though. I like it, too.
What happened with 3D? Like that was the thing, and then it came and went.
You know what? That's a great question because I hadn't thought about that. The last 3D movie I saw was the Piranha in 3D.
Was that with Ice Cube or something like that?
Which was fantastic, by the way. Ian Ziering. For the lose, not the win.
The problem with those 3D movies, it was a novelty that wore off after about 5 minutes, especially if they had like a 3D trailer. As soon as you saw one or two trailers in 3D, you're like, okay, it all looks the same.
Yeah.
I think people got wise to it.
Yeah.
And we're like, I don't need to pay double for this.
I'll take that back. They had the Nightmare Before Christmas 30th anniversary at the El Capitan this last winter.
Yeah. That's right.
And we all went. And it was actually, they call it 4D.
4D because they had it snowing in the room and stuff.
And
it was snowing in the room?
It was.
They had extra special effects outside of just the movie.
You would smell things when the snow come blowing in. Was it the cocaine? What did you say?
That was just me farting.
Then you'd all of a sudden feel like this really cold gust of air. Like it was really, really cool. I mean, I'd go again with the kids.
Is it kind of like, remember when you go see Rocky Horror Picture Show and they'd have them like in the front, like people like acting and throwing rice
there
and
was
toast.
Crazy
That's right.
Physical
That's
stuff
right.
going on as well. But and this kind of like Soarin' Over California when you go over the orange groves, you
and then
smell
they spray
the
you.
Oranges. Yeah,
they spray you with orange,
some sentinella and stuff. You know.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
No mosquitoes.
Yeah. Should we have Nick come in here and talk on this? The birthday boy. Where's the birthday boy, Nick?
Nick, you want to take my spot? Come on.
Sure. Take a spot, Nick.
Here, you know, Nick and Sam, why don't you both take our spots? All
right. Sure. Tagging out.
Here, somebody can come here.
All right, looks like we're switching teams.
Go ahead. Once you get in, I'll get up.
You said that.
This is where Adrian edits. And then he goes, all right, we're back here. Now we got a
smooth transition. Yeah. Here we go, Nick.
Sure, you can cut everything before this moment.
That's right. That's right.
Is it better to be in between us?
Well, no.
Sam
needs to be in front of the mic.
Okay.
You need to be in the front of the mic. You need to be in front. Sam, are you going to be on the? Are you going to be on the podcast?
Sam, you did.
No, you need to be. You need to move over there. Move over.
Can I go to you?
Do I talk directly into it?
Yeah, you need to talk directly.
Check 1, 2.
Am I perfectly good here? Can you
all
hear
right,
us?
All right.
What I was saying is like there's something very public access TV about like now it's like this new cast of characters.
100%, right? Wayne's World.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Welcome to the podcast, fellas.
Thank you for having us. I've never been on a podcast.
No, you have.
No, I haven't.
I've never been on a podcast either.
You're the king of Echo Park, Nick.
Really?
That's not true.
Yeah,
don't say where I work.
Oh.
No, well.
It's okay, though.
He's a king of Echo
Park. But actually don't.
You are the king of Echo Park, so we should call you Sire.
The Sire.
Sire? Not Sir, Sire.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you.
Thanks for making cocktails on your birthday for us. I love how we put Nick to work on his birthday.
Hey, Nick,
we're having a party for you for your birthday. By the way, can you get behind the bar and make us cocktails?
That's standard operations, to be honest.
Yeah, but you make good drinks. So,
thank you very much.
Yeah, so let me extend first. I have two things. I'm going to extend a birthday greeting to you. So happy birthday!
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Nick.
And then I'm going to extend an apology to you for not having visited your bar yet. So
you should be sorry.
The one night that I did want to go down there, you showed up at the Tiki T. I even said to Sam, "Oh shit, Nick's here! I was going to go to his bar after this."
Yeah, I remember that night. I can't remember if I got off work or if I early and went over there or if I
happened to have that night off. But
yeah, because I thought you were working on Wednesdays.
I was for a while, but I've moved things around. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, how's everything going?
It's going fantastic. I'm really happy to be here finally. Thank you.
Now tell me, what was it like to go from being a home bartender to being like a real working bartender? Was there a huge learning curve?
Definitely a learning curve, but I don't know if you remember, I had the Tiki pop-up at Harvard and Stone a couple years ago. That was like 2018, 2019 or so.
Yeah, I didn't go to that one either.
So, yeah, thanks, Adrian. But, you know, and I had done some like wedding catering bartending and stuff, so I had some experience in that way, but working in like a real deal high-volume cocktail bar was a bit of a learning curve for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm one of the few that has had the fortune to guest bartend at Tiki T.
Nice.
No one else has ever done that, as far as I know.
Stop bragging.
And I'm about to like cut myself off at the knees because they opened at 4 o'clock. They open at 6 o'clock these days. Uh-huh. But then I was like, okay, so I came in and I said, I'm only gonna make like these drinks. Mm. Like if you want to raise mistake or whatever, you want one of their signature drinks, you got to get it from Mike, uh-huh. right? And so like people were ordering the stuff that I brought in, right? Because I was making my own original cocktails.
Right.
And as soon as it started getting busy, I freaked out, dude. I was like, whoa, I think I'm done, dude. I'm like, all right, thanks for letting me bartend back here.
Yeah.
And I got out from behind the bar.
Yeah.
Because it got slammed.
Yes.
And I kind of like,
yeah,
I was like, ooh, I can't do this.
Yeah, you get like your ears start ringing kind of. It's hard, you know, it's like one of those things where when it's like when you're behind the bar, it feels every second feels like a minute. But when you're on the other side, you're like, oh, yeah, I only waited like 3 or 4 minutes before someone talked to me. You know what I mean?
Well, so, yeah, it's a completely different thing.
Yeah.
Even here, if I have a lot of people here and I'm making cocktails for everyone, I know they're all waiting for their drink.
Right.
Right. It's not the same, though, as at a commercial bar.
Yeah.
Where I think people like just expect more from they're more patient in a home bar.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
They've got your friends and stuff, and they're like, you know, they're not going to complain to you. Yeah. What are they going to do, call the manager over?
Yeah.
You know, like, so, but even then, like, you know, if I get nervous, like, trying to keep up with people's patience here.
Yeah.
I, you know, imagine what it's like at a commercial bar, right?
Well, the great news about a commercial bar is that everything's, like, right where you need it, you know?
Right.
There's systems in place. When I'm making cocktails at home, I'm like, where did I put that? You know,
and they're more forgiving at a home bar.
Yeah.
Because if you tell them that, oh, I don't have any orgeat, you know, because I thought I had some and I ran out.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, I don't have this or I don't have that or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Right?
People are kind of like, oh, yeah, well, I'll take whatever. I don't care.
Not if I'm at the Echo Island. You better have your orgeat.
That's right.
not if I'm there.
What have you learned from working at a commercial bar versus now? Have you hosted anything in your house since you worked at a commercial bar?
Honestly, not so much. I've just been so busy at the bar, but working a lot. But
that was a test because I haven't been to your house since you started working that job. So I want to know if I wasn't invited to something.
No, not at all. I think I've had one tiki party at my house in like 4 months or something.
Right. So.
What, the Christmas party?
Yes, that had to be because that's when I was there last, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was just going to say, like, what have you learned from working in a commercial bar that you brought to your home bar?
I haven't bartended at my house in months.
Yeah.
But we'll see, you know, next time I'm back there, I'll be like, oh, this isn't in the right place or something.
Right,
you know,
right.
Something will stand out for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So, love it. So,
thank you.
Thank you guys for coming, by the way.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Appreciate you guys being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, so we could do this publicly or we could do this privately. I don't really know Speedy very well.
Sure.
We could learn more about you, Speedy. I just know you as Sam's friend.
Yeah, I'm just a friend of Tiki's. No, all my homies.
Speedy likes Tiki for all the right reasons. He's a true, in the oldest Tiki revival sense, Tiki hipster, cool guy, you know.
How do you guys know each other? So like when Sam moved out here,
we're all Instagram mutual, same as you and me, Adrian, you know.
I think that I met Nick first on Instagram and maybe you after, but then we all just kind of like linked up somehow.
Yeah, then we planned to,
because when Sam moved out here, he like knew all a bunch of people already.
Yeah
when you had the party at your house, Lou. That's where I met you at.
Meeting Sam in real life, we both run our accounts sort of similarly, where it's not like we're not public facing, you know, like his account isn't his account.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Well, no faces.
Yeah. So it's weird to meet up with somebody.
So our friend Nick who's talking is Echo Island Tiki.
Yeah.
And Sam, who we're talking about, who runs their accounts equally, is the Deep Sea Divers, which is an account that posts vintage tiki and Polynesian bars and restaurants. And I don't
even massage parlors.
Oh yeah, last night I posted a massage parlor
the other day.
Robin Seven Seas in Arizona.
Yeah,
didn't know about that one. It's a massage.
I didn't know about that one either. Yeah. Dude, where are you finding all these?
I go through library archives mostly. Sometimes I go in person and I'll get scans of negatives. But yeah, a lot of it is in library or historical society archives online.
Are you paying for subscriptions to these archives?
I pay for newspapers.com is good. You know,
newspapers.com
like, that's
is
how
good,
you can
yeah.
kind of piece together the storylines and the timelines of these bars. But yeah, more than anything, I'm just digging in university collections or.
Do you have an archive that you've collected that you post from, like that you schedule posts with?
No, I kind of just. Take some time. Sometimes it takes me a long. Sometimes it takes me hours to find something. I always try to find things that, because all the OG Tiki Central posters, particularly our friend Bora Boris,
right,
and Dusty Cajun, some of those guys, like in those days, in the forum days, everybody, maybe not everybody, but there were probably 7 or 8 guys doing what I'm doing on Instagram, trying to find old photos to piece together the histories of these bars. So I try to find things that those cats didn't find back right. in the day, because you know there's no point in reposting what someone else has already found. So I try to carry the torch, hopefully.
Well, I get
from
that.
Those Tiki Central posters, you know.
You're also really good about finding like high resolution photos and not having right. to be super pixelated and stuff.
Right.
I understand the whole like not posting what's already been posted before, but there's always people that are new to the subculture that hasn't seen something.
That's true.
So I'm, for example, doing a symposium at Tiki Caliente with a bunch of stuff that's been out there already, but a lot of the new people haven't seen it. So when I present it, it's going to be new to them, right? And as a matter of fact, our friend Bora Boris, of all people, has told me that I need to reach out to you to maybe solicit your help in finding some images of some of the places that I will be lecturing about.
Yeah, it'd be cool. It'd be awesome. Another thing is like old library finding aids. You can look on, you know, you can go to the library website and then type in certain keywords, and it won't be the photo itself, but you can see Trader Vic's 1964, you know, Portland Benson Hotel, and then request that image. So I do a lot of that.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, we should collab on a slideshow.
I love that. Now
it'd be fun.
So before we let you go, I want to shout you out because you're a young guy with an old soul.
Not anymore. I'm turning 27 in a few weeks.
27.
That's old.
Not man. Anymore.
That is
not
anymore. Young.
Brother, not I'm young. Old enough to be your father. Mm. So 27 years old. He doesn't. I remember when I was 27, thinking I was old. So anyway, we're gonna put that aside right now. Yeah. But I want to shout out that. You're also a musician, and you play in a band called the Deep Sea Divers.
We open
are you,
for Speedy.
Are you a musician too?
Yeah, we had my band had the Deep Sea Divers open for us at the Formosa Cafe in January.
Oh, that was your show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow. So I
it's
missed
good time.
That.
It all comes together.
Yeah,
it's
good time. It all comes together.
And Speedy and I. His band played in Vegas, and we hit the forbidden 3 Frankie's Tiki Room visit
and one in 24 hours
challenge.
Okay, tell me the
and
challenge.
And then we also went to Golden.
Tell me
no
the challenge.
Challenge. We just
what's the challenge?
We just I don't know. I mean, we I guess the challenge.
They made it up because they went there a bunch of times.
Yeah, yeah,
tried to make an excuse.
Now it's a
for
challenge.
Themselves.
Not yeah. It's yeah. yeah. It's just that we're making an excuse for it. We got to town, went straight to Frankie's. Right, basically.
Definitely. Yeah,
first
that's
stop.
The must. You
had
know?
A Navy grog and a zombie.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What time did you go?
Got there in the afternoon.
Like, yeah, noon, I think. Is
because
yeah.
I have my tradition with Frankie's. So
what's that?
I never go there during my trip, like during the heart of my trip. I only go to Frankie's
the beginning
right
end?
Before I leave.
Okay.
So whenever I leave for Vegas, like when I'm leaving home, when I leave Vegas for home, I always stop at Frankie's for one last, right?
Well, and then so, you just drive home with a Fink bomb in your belly? Or?
Well, yeah. So it's a great question. So this last trip, I was just there like 2 to 3 weeks ago, right? And so we hit Frankie's at 8 in the morning. And then you go there.
That's
and you
a good
get
time
like,
to go.
You go at 8 a.m.
with the nurses
right?
and truck drivers.
Oh, no, strippers, dude. They all got off
oh,
the
yeah.
shift.
Hell yeah.
So they got
listen,
off the shift.
My high school was right next to Frankie's.
My type of people.
Oh,
you,
so you, I know, you're from I know Vegas. The energy.
Okay, so like we got there at like 8 o'clock, mm-hmm. and there was maybe 6 to 8 people on one end of the bar. Mm-hmm. They were all strippers. They all just got off.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, boy, they look rough when they're not in the strip club, right? But anyway, and they, and you, if when we sit on our side of the bar and we just eavesdrop, uh-huh. and you just listen to all the shit talk and the stories and yeah. stuff. It's fucking hilarious. But anyway, I always hit Frankie's like the day that I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Get a drink, hit the buffet, and then to like soak up all the booze.
Yeah.
And then get on the road and go home.
Nice.
What buffet do you like in Vegas?
There's not many left.
Yeah, no.
We went to the what's the Elvis Hotel? The one with the was in the movie, Westgate. It's called movie. It's called
the International.
Yeah. And then it became the Hilton.
Hilton, yeah.
Yeah.
With the Star Trek ride.
That's called Westgate. So we went there.
Oh, cool.
But I had to Google who still had buffets because after they shut them down for the pandemic, mm-hmm. a lot of them didn't reopen.
Yeah. For sure.
So so that was all. So that was
Vegas.
The tradition. That's the Vegas trip.
We got there probably 4 o'clock. Hit Frankie's. Navy Grog and Zombie. Then we went back in the evening with the band.
I forgot my card.
Yeah, then Speedy left his credit card. Right. So you just have to have your 10 a.m. Mai Tai and cigarette. That's just a great way to, you got to do it. It's a great way to start the day.
Also, I was teasing you. I've definitely hit Frankie's right before I drove back to California.
Everybody has.
I do it all the time. Yeah,
everybody has.
Totally normal.
Surfadelic smash.
Totally cool.
Dude,
we should destigmatize.
I've bumped into friends at Frankie's on my way out of town, not knowing that my friends were there, not even knowing they were in town.
It's time to just finally
Frankie's
stigma
is like
around
a,
doing the.
It's a special place, I think. It's a good spot.
Yeah, Frankie's is awesome, right. and I know a lot of people object to the smoking, but I think that
I like that,
but I also like the fact that I do think that in the same way that the Tiki Tea has that nice nicotine stained
right.
patina, I think Frankie's in a short time has gotten that old look, partly from it being sort of a.
Yeah,
divier place, and then literally
that's part of the character.
You know, I think it has yellowed all of the
right,
carvings
100%.
And the tapa and made it look really nice and classic and.
When did Tiki Tea cut off the smoking inside? Like 2017?
Adrian would know.
Oh, I don't remember the exact date.
Because I've definitely smoked in there before.
It was around then,
yeah,
2016 maybe.
Yeah.
Got the first employee, right?
Yeah,
because the law was if the bar was owner owned and operated. And they were okay with smoking, then you could smoke. And it was owner-owned and operated because it was family-owned. But then when they got an employee, it was no longer owner-owned and operated. They have an employee that doesn't have a choice whether they have to show up to work or not. So that's when the smoking rules apply.
Mm.
So fuck you, Greg. No, I'm just kidding. So I love Greg. But no, so that's what happened. But
yeah. Greg Grog. I love Greg. I love the Greg.
Is there any bars that you can smoke inside still in L.A.?
Yes.
I'm gonna have to go.
Yes,
that one in South Bay.
It's the South Bay.
Oh, the Hale
Hawaii.
Yeah, Hale Hawaii.
Oh man, we should take a trip
there. Oh, we
gotta
do that. Yeah.
What's Adrian? Tell us everything you know about trying to get into now we're really blowing up the spot. But Tomway Hale Hawaii, how do you get into that bar? It's never open, right?
I don't have a trick to that. You just got to be lucky because
right time
because
or right place right time.
Whatever the hours are posted on the door, they don't live by it. Like the owner, if he doesn't want to open, he doesn't open.
So, that's kind of a cool vibe, though. I like.
Yeah, people think TGT is bad for being closed randomly.
Yeah,
this guy is like next level.
It's kind of like it kind of does remind me of TGT when you're in there.
That's
you know,
awesome.
It's kind of
never
a hodgepodge
been.
Of stuff. And
the three of us have been wanting to go for a while, but yeah. Maybe it's not a tough nut to crack. Maybe you just show up, you know, and it.
Well, he's like closed on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, you go bang on the door.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna figure out a day to go down there, right? And if they are not open, we have alternatives, right? Because we're in the South Bay, we could go to Tony's on the Pier.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I've actually never been. You just went.
Yeah. Underrated. Justin, man.
Right.
It was awesome.
Tony's on the Pier is great. Love Tony's on the Pier. You get to keep the glasses. Just don't tell them. And then
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. They're included in the price. And then while we're in the South Bay, we can go to the galley. And
The galley's awesome.
Yeah, the galley's awesome. We can go to the warehouse.
I love the warehouse.
Man, Adrian, there's some tiki apartments in Torrance too, right?
Yeah, they're real close.
Yeah.
To Tony's on the Pier, so we can do some archaeology and all that kind of stuff.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's figure that out. But
love that.
At this point, I think that we're supposed to be going to our next bar. So love you guys
it.
Down for that?
Let's
yeah.
Do it.
For
good
our
chat,
next
guys. Good
Inland
hang.
Empire Home Tiki Bar. Crawl impromptu Aloha Friday home tiki bar crawl out here in the Inland Empire. So we're gonna go ahead and wrap this episode up. Before we do that, you guys want to throw out your Instagrams, or are those like personal or what? You
want to throw them out? My Instagram. My Instagram is at Echo Island Tiki. It's just my home bar page. And I just want to say it's a real treat to be here. Your posts on Facebook on the home tiki bar builds back in the day were a big inspiration. Because when you would do the hotel parties you were basically building set flats and bringing them into the hotel parties.
Oh my
and
God.
That was
that's
a big,
crazy.
Basically I realized that I could do that in rentals. And, so that's basically the impetus of
perfect. Oh dude,
so,
I love that.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Love it. Love
yeah.
it, man.
So it's a treat to be here.
And you know what? Likewise to you too. Your bar is like one of the best and your drinks are one of the best. And it's always an honor to spend time with you, whether it's there or here. So
thank you so much.
Yeah. So happy birthday to you.
Cheers.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. What about you guys? You guys want your Instagrams out there?
Yeah, sure.
I'll let you go first.
I'm the Deep Sea Divers on Instagram. Yeah, thanks for having us, Adrian. Always a fun time. Beautiful, beautiful home bar. Like I said, if I have to shout anything out on the podcast, it's the forefathers of the tiki nerd thing. Adrian's one of them. Boris is one of them. Otto, all of those guys.
I think you just called me a nerd.
No, we're all
nerds.
No,
he called you an old nerd.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, not just a nerd. So an old nerd.
I wanna echo Nick's sentiment. I would always lurk on the forums and check out the Desert Oasis room. as it was being built and. What's Swanky's bar called? I would always check that out. I would like decorated my bedroom as a kid.
Right,
and I was
right.
like always checking out what people were doing in their home bars. So yeah, lucky to be here, man. Lucky to be hanging
it,
out.
Appreciate
you
know?
My Instagram is Suburban Refugee. Adrian, thank you so much for having me at your home bar again. It's amazing.
Always, man. Door's always open for you.
Thank you.
Speedy.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
But I appreciate you guys coming out here, man. The honor's all mine that you took the time to drive out from LA. I don't exactly live around the corner, so it's not easy to get out here, especially on Friday afternoon traffic.
It's definitely worth it though.
Yeah, but
the drive
that.
Is worth
yeah.
it.
Appreciate that. Yeah, but so it's a good day. So looking forward to seeing the footage here in the film. Hopefully we don't end up on the cutting room floor. And we'll see how this turns out, right?
Alright.
Yes. Alright, love it. Alright, so for everybody out there that wants to check out our archive. You can find that at desertoasisroom.com. If you want to help support the show, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/PolynesianPop. And if you want to follow our adventures, we're on YouTube, youtube.com/PolynesianPop. We always appreciate you guys following the show, subscribing, commenting, liking, all that stuff, and especially listening and watching our content. Thank you so much, and we'll catch you on the next one. Until then, cheers and aloha.
Aloha.
Bye.
All right.